In northern Minnesota today on the Red Lake Indian Reserve, 60 miles south of the Canadian border, the Indian community is in shock and in agony. At the moment, the authorities appear to believe that a 16-year-old Chippewa boy who went on a shooting spree acted alone. 9 people died and a dozen were wounded before the boy killed himself.
Puncture holes, bullets penetrate. Blood splattered in each and every way. On walls, floors, murder scene decorates. Every dream a nightmare traumatized. Scar for life, wake up feeling strife. One used a pencil as a knife, almost died. 2 shots the neck, once the face, somehow survived. Families grieve, from the sleeping elderly to classmates trying to flee. Caught in the rage of this boy's silent screams, police in disbelief until seen at the scene. Exchanging fire with a boy only 16. 1 to the gut, a shot in the arm was received. Now he knows what it feels like to bleed. Didn't change a thing. Obviously he needed someone earlier to intervene. Word would have been encouraging. It's evident some of us are in agony. Mockery because of difference can make a victim make victims. Who know how home life could have been if he ever felt loved or got peace of mind from his demons. So he went out on a date with a 12 gauge with reason. Kissed her on the mouth with a spark because he felt life was just not worth living.
Closed-minded, it makes your life a living hell.